Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony,
Hillary Parker, the Parkersaurus,
Give 'em Hell, Miss Noel,
the Incredible Edible Matthews Sister,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is my lovely and talented and hilarious co-host, Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Well, hello, Ben.
Ronnie, you also did a guest spot with Miss Kate Casey last week talking 90 Day Fiancé, so people should listen to that, because people are always like, you guys have to cover 90 Day Fiancé, so here's a chance to sort of get a flavor of that.
We will not be covering that. It's another 2 hours. It's too long.
Too long. But go listen to Kate Casey for that.
But yeah, Kate Casey's so great, and that show was really, really fun to watch and cover with that lady.
Yeah. So yeah, go check that out. Check out all our friends' podcasts. Like Malls has a bunch of podcasts, and Lars has, she's been doing some fun stuff with the Sexy Unique podcast in the off season of Vanderpump Rules. So go check out all that stuff. And then on top of that, next week we are going to be in Seattle. Can you believe it? Next week it's happening. So, I'm going to dress up like Frasier at some point between now and then, maybe for Halloween. Don't hold me to that. I may back out. But we are going to Seattle for our big show on November 9th. We still don't really know what we're going to be covering, especially because next week, is going to be a overloaded week on Bravo, because Atlanta and New Jersey are coming back. So we have actually a ton of shows to choose from, next week. So that'll be super fun. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com. Make sure you get your tickets. I don't know how many are left, but I feel like it's got to be pretty low at this point. So get those tickets. Get them while you can. We don't know when we're going back to Seattle next, so rather than wait for that time, go now. So watchwhatcrappens.com. And while you're at the Watch What Crappens website, what can they get, Ronnie?
Our Christmas shirts are out. They're coming out tonight. There is a Ramona ho, 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 okay, for Christmas, and then there's a Ramonica for Hanukkah, where Ramona is all the different little flames of the menorah. Of the Hanukkah candles.
Menorah.
So the menorah, yeah. That'll be up. Those will both be up tonight. So go buy those, because sometimes those t-shirts take a little while, and you need to get them before your Christmas parties, your Hanukkah parties, okay?
Yeah, I haven't seen the menorah design just yet, but I saw Ronnie's ho, 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 okay, and I, like, laughed out loud. It's awesome.
Girl, anytime you can... you know, kind of trace a Ramona picture. I mean, there's really no losing when, like, Ramona's in the picture.
I firmly believe that, because I have a question. This is not supposed to be an infomercial. This is an actual question for Ronnie. Because you can, it's not just t-shirts, right? Can't you do, like, all sorts of different items? Because it's through Threadless, basically.
Yeah, there's t-shirts, sweatshirts, baby clothes, shower curtains, pillows.
I'm going to get the Ramona thing in a non-t-shirt. I'm going to browse, because I think that will actually be hilarious at Christmas parties. And I'm not doing this to be like infomercial, guys, buy our merch. I, like, genuinely know that that's going to be my Christmas party 2018 look, is the ho, 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 okay. And then, of course, the menorah one, too. I'm totally serious.
Yeah, me too. So those are up. And then our Google Hangout is tomorrow night, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Hangout of the Dead. Dead.
Yeah, it's going to be very spooky. Okay.
Spooky? Okay, remember me, Coco. We're going to go on a hangout with ghosts of the past. like Mario, who's now a ghost of the present because we're back together, okay?
Hey, they're not back together.
Oh, so,
well, people are putting that, and then she's saying it's not true, and they're just together for the kid. So they're just hanging out together, but they're not back together. So.
Well, Avery's working at a very important financial institution and looking like me, her mother, really looks like her sister. We have to be with Mario, so that way we're a big, strong family, and she does well at her financial institution. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Ramona. Classy as ever. Bless her heart.
We also just recorded a bonus episode on Patreon, which was super fun, and we talked briefly about Get a Room with Carson and Tom, and we love it. Go watch. If you're not watching that, please watch it, because it is so good. It's so good.
Yeah, we talked about having to drive in L.A. to go to different parties at this time of year. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Phil Collins.
The difference between Leslie Ann Warren and a lot of other people who are nothing like her, and how dare Ben.
I know.
Okay, so now let's get into what we're here for.
Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine. It's now or never. It's none of your business what keeps it together. What?
Those two concepts don't actually make sense together. It's now or never. It's none of your business what keeps it together. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Are you ready to hear what's going to rumble?
Yeah, it doesn't. They're not even trying to make sense on the music on this song anymore. They're like, okay, listen, I know it seems like episode 30, but it's only episode 9. Okay, we need fresh music.
Trixie Monocle is sitting at home watching it, smoking a cigarette, being like, what is this music? This is crap right here. What, they call themselves musicians? They decide not to hire me for this show. They put this shit up here. This doesn't even make sense, okay? How about, you know, God Save the Queen? God Save the Queen, and guess what? The Queen is me. That's a song. What about this,
if
Paul?
If this were my song, it would be, that's none of your business. It's none of your business. It's none of your business, because I'm a girl!
There, that has something to say. That's art, okay? That's passion.
They're putting so many words in this song on Married to Medicine. What is this, a book? Am I listening to a book on tape right now, utter bullshit?
They're just rhyming, okay? They're just rhyming. That's not enough. You have to have something to say, okay? You gotta say, I'm a girl. It's now or never because I'm a girl.
So speaking of being a girl, Quad is packing because I guess Gregory is out for the day.
Yeah.
So she's packing, but she wants to have her door closed in case he comes home, so she doesn't want to fight. And so she's, and I'm just making this up.
By the way, is that what the narrative was? I thought she was in her new house.
I don't know, but she was like trying to close the door, and she's like, come in here, dog, or I'm closing the door on you. So I thought she was trying to hide from Gregory. Was she unpacking in the new house? I guess it would make sense.
I think she was in the new house, putting the dogs in a room, one of her four rooms for some reason. I was not reading into it that she was trying to shelter herself from Gregory coming home, but I do like that. It's like, we have to get in here before Gregory is back.
The
garage door's opening. Gregory is coming in. I told you, Chloe, you have to get in here now.
And Chloe wouldn't stay in there, so she tells the dog who does come in, she's like, you've got more sense than Chloe.
Well, because she was saying the church door is closing. The church door is closing.
I don't know why I wrote all that down or why it needed that much discussion, but there you go, everybody. Are you happy? Now you don't know if Quad is packing, moved, whether she has dogs, whether she's in church. That's what we're here for. Enjoy the show.
She doesn't know either.
I don't know if I'm packing, if I'm moving, if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm at a radio shack, a shack of radio.
Why would you keep your radio in the shack?
Toys R Us, and we are toys. That's what I say to you right now.
Then Heavenly's cleaning somebody's teeth.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to a dentist, and I am getting like a lot of work done, so I'm going. It's like a month-long dentist thing, you know, where I go like once a week for a month to get different parts of my mouth done.
Fun.
And my cleaning lady is named Princess, and she's like a super like aggressive Persian chick who's like, babe, here's what we're gonna do. And like she gives me this plan. Anyway, the point is, I'm so glad it's not Heavenly. Okay.
Wait, you're when you say your cleaning lady, you mean the woman who comes to your house or the woman who does your oral?
No,
hygienist?
My teeth cleaning lady.
The hygienist, yeah.
I do need a cleaning lady. I wonder if Princess would do it. She's like, babe, here's what we've got to do in your house, babe. This is ridiculous. It's going to take a month.
Is it Asa? Is Asa cleaning your teeth? So you just hear like the sound of jangling on her wrist, like, bib, okay, I hid $30,000 of gold in your mouth, okay?
It's going to be a while before you can swallow, babe.
Hey, babe, I need you to have your mouth open because I'm actually going to project images of womanhood on the top of your mouth as be part of an art installation. Babe.
This is quite a Monday. We're never going to get through this.
We're not going to. We are not. It's Halloween week, and there's something in the air. Ghosts and goblins, and they've invaded our podcast, and
I'm already sugar stoned. Just thinking of all the sugar
I've trick or treated in my brain. Okay. And it's been all treats.
So Contessa is like, "Mommy's home," or the kids are like, "Mommy, I'm home from school." I'm like, "Oh God, it's another one of Contessa in her bed." Which, listen, you deserve your bed. You've been through a lot, okay? And I appreciate you at least slapping on those eyelashes and stuff. But please just fast forward. It was only 5 seconds, and I was still fast forwarding.
Yeah. And then we cut to Toya wearing a David Bowie t-shirt, which I thought was funny because I just like the idea of David Bowie like entering Toya's consciousness. I wonder what her awareness of David Bowie is. Like, what was it that made her want to get a David Bowie t-shirt? Like, what song was it that like she first like that resonated with her? Or was it like Labyrinth? Did she see him in Labyrinth? Like, ooh, the Goblin King, I like that. You know, like. To me, it just seems like two different worlds.
I want a crystal ball to play around with on my hand.
I believe in the bub. What bub? Be able to power. What power? The power of voodoo? Voodoo, voodoo, yodoo. She just does the song herself.
I want a dark crystal. Yeah.
I believe in the power of Ujin.
He wasn't in Dark Crystal, right? I'm getting Labyrinth messed up with Dark Crystal.
How dare you?
Well, the song that was playing, I know, I was scanning through David Bowie's... wiki, and then I was like, who cares? Yeah. So I closed it. So the song that's playing for Toy is, "I'm a hurricane, I am a hurricane, hurricane, hurricane." And then she's just like making some weird thing with ground beef. Okay, here's what Toy does in every scene. She's either making, I thought she was making a ground beef meal. She's Maybe. Either making food or she's in her bed with a glass of wine, which means that Toya, I don't know how it happened, but Toya's become the housewife I most want to live like.
Yeah, that's very aspirational. She's just like, just seeing her spraying Pam on a sheet pan while wearing a David Bowie sheet. It's like, I get it. I know exactly what her day is going to be like.
Yeah, and then she's like doing something with her hands in the pan, and then she goes to answer the front door, and I'm like, you know what? This is the outbreak of salmonella that everyone's going to wonder about. How did we get salmonella? Where did we get it from? At Toya's house when you were trying to leave one of her parties.
Okay? Yeah.
Because those germs just sat there and turned into monsters.
I feel like salmonella is also the name of one of Toya's friends. Like, oh, have you met salmonella yet? She's really great. She's selling me a house.
She was named after my favorite David Bowie song.
Salmonella. Salmonella. Earth control to Major Salmonella.
They thought it was going to be a boy. They were going to name it Salmon, but then it was a girl, so.
All right. We are the young Salmonellas. Young Salmonella.
So Quad comes over, and Quad's decided that she's, like, back in the group. So she comes over in, like, a Tweety Bird dress. And Toya's like, look at you, look so pretty, my favorite color. Which is basically, I don't even know what I'm doing for Toya today.
I don't even know how
Toya's talking in my head.
We've already covered a lot of territory from Labyrinth to, like, you may be, like, already thinking about Bluto. Like, I don't know. Like, so, yeah, but Toya's like, ooh, Quad. And Quad just, like, comes clomping through the house. She's like, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning and I just left the studio. She's like, clomp, 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 clomp. Like, Quad, you have just done, like, 3 laps around this kitchen. You need to calm down.
Yeah, she clomps and stomps in there, and she's like, what did you do today? And Toya's like, dude, she's got this weird wine aerator thing.
I was going to say, it looked like a heart valve or something. It was like she took some of like Eugene's medical supplies. I made an aerator out of a heart valve demonstration.
Do you have to aerate white wine? That's a real question. I thought that for red wine. So I was like, I think you're using that wrong, but it's so Toya. She's like, look, a glass ball.
Look, I aerated the 5 alive.
Would you feel better if I aerated you? It's like, no, get that thing off of me.
She's probably doing it because she just enjoys watching the liquid flow from one crazy capsule to another, which is like, remember when you were a kid and you had like those straws that like the big curly straws where the, when you suck on it, the liquid is like, woo, it goes all around her coil and it goes up and goes to maybe like some Mickey ears and comes out and it's like the most exciting thing ever. That's why she uses the narrator. And I honestly, I get it.
But it's still like Charles Shaw in the glass. It's $2, but it was aerated.
Yeah.
So she's, Quad's like, what'd you do today? Because I've been at Sister Circle since 4 a.m. And Troy is like, I'm everything. I'm the contractor. I'm the cook. I'm Martha Stewart. What you want, Snoop? I'm like, you're making ground beef, okay? I don't think you're at that level yet.
Yeah, exactly. So they start looking at Toya's blueprints for her crazy new house. And, you know, Quad's like, oh, the people say I'm building a home. And so they're looking at it, and Toya's asking Quad about her new place. And she's like, well, so you got like a 1-bedroom or a 2-bedroom? And Quad's like, I got a 4-bedroom. Rooms of beds for 4. What has transpired is that I have found a residence for 4 different spaces in the hereto shelter of the house with a roof over the henceforth rooms.
So many doors to close. Just likes closing doors. Tori, of course, gets all judgy. She's like, I don't know if I want my girl living in a 4-bedroom house. Like, who cares? And Quad's like, I need it to have family. Shirley. Mother. Beverly.
Sister Circles. Yeah, that it does seem excessive. A 4-bedroom, that is pretty intense.
Mm,
hey, well, if she can afford it, then fine.
Toya has been just keeping those plans sitting on the counter for somebody to come over so she could tell them about her 2-story closet.
Yeah.
She's like, this is my closet that goes down into the basement. And Quad just looks at her, like she squints her eyes, and she's like, how nice for you, Toya.
She's like, I think that might be a trash chute, actually.
What? I thought I was supposed to put my clothes in there, and they just wind up on hangers.
Ooh, it's the gates of hell.
So Toya starts asking Quad about her divorce and everything, and like, you know, she has to sign the papers, and what must be like to sign those papers. And once again, Quad overly formalizes her language. She goes, I didn't create a situation for anybody to meet me. I was very thoughtful in my approach, so there couldn't be an exchange. I'm like, just say, I left the papers on the counter.
You know? Yeah. I hitherto tiptoed around this situation with them. It's like, okay, Quad. Just basically, she threw her keys on the counter over the papers. Yeah. And then Toya's like, well, that's good, because I couldn't imagine having to be like, look, I got papers. And then you have it, they chase you out of the house. It's just like a horror movie in Toya's mind, you know? They pick up an axe, they chase you out to your giant car, then you tried to get in, but you're like, my car won't start.
Yeah. Another thing that amused me, I don't know why it amused me, Toya has one of those kitchen basket things, like the 2-tiered kitchen baskets, you know, that's sort of like in a, like a triangle shape. And there's nothing in it except on the top tier there was a brown onion. And I don't know why that just like cracked me up. Because I mean, we've all been there where we've had like one onion in the basket. But I just feel like with Toya, she probably put that onion on that top tier so happily and so proudly. Like, there, I put an onion in the basket and now Eugene will lose weight.
Those are free calories.
Yeah, that's... Look, I'm going to be cooking healthy. I put an onion in the basket.
Well, then she tells Quad. She's like, well, good. I got my Quad back. You dating? Are you dating yet? And Quad's like, I don't need a man. And I was like, thank you. Finally, someone on this show. That's all I needed to hear. Okay.
She's got a sister circle, you know?
Because when you're talking to your friends who are all with somebody, anytime you have a problem, they're like, is it because you're single? No, it's not fucking because I'm single, okay?
Well, I one thing I also really hate is when someone gets out of a relationship and they're like, I'm out of it and I'm going to be single now. I'm just going to date around and have fun. And I'm just going to go and like go on dates with people and nothing serious. And then you're like, yeah, oh my God, let's totally do that together. And then 2 days later, so I met this guy. We've actually been seeing each other for 3 weeks. I didn't tell you about him last time. You're like, you know what? Fuck you. And then they're in a relationship and gone again.
Yeah, gone girl.
I hope that Quad doesn't go down that path. And I actually don't think she will. I think she's going to do her own thing.
Yeah, I think she's like, you know, yeah, I think so too. So Mariah is on the Zara website.
Yeah. Looking at a receipt of some sort. She goes, interesting.
I'm looking up Zara right now. Zara.com. Dun, dun, dun,
what
dun,
are you
dun, 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 dun. Because I don't know what Zara is.
Oh.
United States. Go. It's a lady.
I'll let you discover that.
It is a lady with like a kind of Indian outfit, right? What is it? She's wearing like a gold scarf on her head and gold earrings.
I'm going to let you go down this journey of discovery of what Zara is.
Really?
I'm going to let you. Like,
new in woman, TRF, man, kids, shoes. Okay, now they have like a Blair Witch opening kind of thing. That's scary.
I like watching your conception of what Zara is.
It's like World Designs. Oh, and now they have like some white Russian guy. He looks like a American.
I hope the listeners are appreciating the real-time observation of
this is an odd site.
Zara coming together in Ronnie's brain.
Well, how do you even log line this? I don't know how I would even describe this. Like World Clothes?
World Clothes.
Is it like Forever 21, but for the world?
It's, I mean, I guess, I don't know how you categorize it, but Zara is in that realm of, like, it's like, it's more elevated, I guess, than, like, an H&M. It's sort of like in that, it's somewhere between H&M and Banana Republic, or maybe sometimes, I don't know, it's like, I wouldn't even say.
Some silly clothes. I looked on the men's, and it's like he's trying to be Sherlock Holmes, but in a hipster steampunk bar. Some odd look.
It's basically like if you were in the market for something from Banana Republic, and I'm just talking about, I feel like money wise, not necessarily because the style is very different, but it's like it's in that vein. It's hard to say. Like, so basically,
oh my goodness, all these trench coats. Everyone looks like they're like in downtown London in 20 years when it's the future, but they're trying, but like the past is back again in style. Does that make sense?
They have a lot of like black and white kind of stuff.
My God, I want cool a trench coat.
I don't have anything from Zara, but I will say that they are like, it's, you know what it is? It's like, for me, when it's like that, like twice a year decision to like buy some new clothes, I will sort of like breeze through H&M, Banana Republic, Gap, Zara, Uniqlo, and honestly, I still sometimes go to Forever 21 men's because most of the stuff is like way too young and terrible, but every now and then you find a gem in there because that's the annoying part of Forever 21. But Zara's in that mix. I never get anything from Zara because it's really meant for people with, you know, a different body type, like skinny.
It's meant for very thin people.
Yeah.
Who either want to be detectives or they want to wear those like kind of like new, goose down parka things that are quilted horizontally down to their knees.
Like, if you want to get like a shirt maybe for going out, like Zara would be good. Like, they have a lot of stripe stuff and everything.
It's so weird when you only shop at Old Navy because everything else looks so exotic, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry for that, but I had to know what Zara was.
We all went on that journey together.
And why he spent $3,000 on there.
Because he probably got a suit or something there. But that's actually even a lot. Like, a Zara suit should not be $3,000. Yeah, Zara's like, I imagine a Zara suit would probably be like $600 to $800, somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah, because the jackets are 200. Smalla. So anyway, so Mariah's like, did you spend $3,000, Aiden? And Aiden's like, here's the thing. I went on to Zara, and they were discussing with me, this is the last time I'm going to be able to shop there because for some undisclosed reason, I'm not allowed back in there ever again. New group. He's still so paranoid from telling her that he has to, like, quit his job or do something about his job.
I, meanwhile, while you were confused about Zara, I was confused why Mariah had a laptop that said yoga on it. And I just looked it up that there's... we're confused by brand names at the end of the alphabet. So there was apparently like a computer called a yoga.
As a Lenovo Yoga.
You know about
the yoga. Yeah. You can fold it all the way back so that it's like a tablet computer. And I was really excited about that idea. Yeah, or you could turn it into like a folding where you just fold it so it has a stand. So you could watch it, you know, on a stand. And no, this is the only thing I've seen that's like this.
Wow.
Yeah, it balance. I don't know, but it's really exciting. And then I was like, this is so exciting. I totally want one of these things so neat. But, you know, I've always used a Mac, and so that's all my apps and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I went to Best Buy just to play with it. But then the Best Buy model didn't work because it's Best Buy, and they suck.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't see it, and now I'm mad at the Lenovo Yoga. And it didn't do anything to me, but now I'm mad because of Best Buy. So,
well, I feel like it probably does not work well. I mean, just look at it. And, I mean, also, what the hell is a Lenovo? Like, where did that come from? Okay. Lenovo? Lenovo. It sounds like someone named Lin Novo, you know, someone who like who
shops
like,
at Zara.
Lin Novo. She also goes to the gourmet shop around the corner, and she's like, "Have you gotten the new harissa?" And you're like, "No, Lin." I also want to point out. I forgot. I actually forgot what I was going to point out. Something about the Lenovo, but it probably is not essential.
Yeah, we should probably get on with this recap for fuck's sake today. I don't know how many listeners we've lost so far today, but
because you know that like someone just told Lenovo about our podcast, like you should listen to Watcher Crap, and so she'll be like, "I listened, I liked it, but it was like, I don't know, they were sort of like they couldn't really stay on topic." Thanks, Lynn. Really waiting for your review, Lynn.
Yeah, thanks, Lenovo.
Hey, Carl, want to go to commercial?
Yeah, want to go to commercial break, Carl?
Do you like commercial? Do you like ads?
Do you like ads?
Do you like commercials?
Carl?
Carl?
Commercial?
Carl?
Carl?
Carl? Carl?
Carl?
Carl?
Carl?
Carl?
Carl? Carl?
Carl?
Oh, okay. So let's get through this. So Mariah's like, do we have to move Aiden? And he's like, well, no, because I signed this new thing with a new company, but I'm not really sure what it is. But then maybe we'll move, but maybe we won't. Maybe to California. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I can see myself in Texas because big hair, big boots, big boobs.
Texas. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-huh. My laptop, it's in corpse pose. Uh-oh.
Hold on. Let my laptop get out of down dog.
It doesn't actually have a spinny wheel of death. It just actually, the laptop just extends into corpse pose. Can't close it up. I'm just going to keep talking about the Lenovo. I'm sorry. I can't stop. I'm like obsessed with this stupid yoga laptop.
Well, basically to make up some time, he doesn't have to move right away. He signed a year contract at some new place.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Yeah, I know you're trying to say this, make a point about when she said...
Well, he wants to go to California, because, like, why not? They're on a TV show. You know, they've earned their California time. They've earned their cheesy-ass parties.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to go there, because she's like, we'll be broke there. And he goes, well, but can I be the doctor of the stars? And she's like, I don't think they pay well in California, Aiden.
Yeah.
And she has a good point when she says something along the lines of, like, we don't do freebies, because that is L.A., okay? That's why everybody on Bravo has a crazy fucking face, because they trade some Instagram posts for fillers.
Yeah.
And then nobody – who wins in the end? Nobody. Yeah. They look crazy.
I think Texas is where they should go. They can go to Houston. They could resurrect Marriage Medicine Houston, which we liked the first time around anyway. So they can bring that back. And, you know, that seems to be a good fit.
I don't know if they would do that.
They would never do that. Never. They're like, oh, Bravo's like, oh, we had a show about like fairly normal professional women who really weren't tearing themselves down that much, except that like some girls went and threw themselves in mud instead of going to an event. So let's cancel it.
Yeah. Just put Mariah in any Bravo show wherever she moves. Yeah. They'll just resurrect old things. Like, hey, Princesses Long Island, do you guys want to come back? Because Mariah's moving to Long Island.
Ooh, I'm the hottest girl on the North Shore. So, so now we go to Condessa's house. Poor Condessa. I mean, I don't know why she wants to stay in this house, because it seems like it's like nothing but brutality. We just see her sitting with her son, and she's like, ooh, you drew something well. And he's like, thanks, Mom. And then just like headbutts her tit. I'm like, what?
Poor thing. It's like pure pain. Like, I would rather lay in the street and just let cars run me over. Okay.
I know. It's like every scene, I feel like those kids are like just dive bombing into her chest. Like, you gotta set up some barriers or something. Put a pillow up.
Yeah, you know, you should also, while you're doing that, set a barrier for people coming in to sell their own products. Like, while you're sick. Dr. Jackie comes over. She's like, a ding dong. Here I am with a basket of my products, 50 Shades of Pink. I'm like, well, at least it's on topic.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. She's basically just trying to clear out all the excess inventory that she accidentally purchased. We know because we've been there. Remember those Crappin's glasses, everyone? Crappin's glasses?
I've still got them. Hey, welcome to your next Christmas, everybody I know.
Yeah. So Jackie comes over with her 50 Shades of Pink. And then, you know, they just start talking about her recovery and stuff. And Jackie's asking why Contessa doesn't come around the girls as much anymore. Is it maybe because of Toya? Does she not want to see Toya? And then we got to see a flashback of Contessa saying, "Eagles don't mess with chickens." And Toya going, "I don't know about birds."
"I know nothing about birds." Which is like the best comeback to any fight, really.
Yeah. It really... She should just say that in every fight going forward.
"Well, you can say what you want to say, but I still don't know about birds."
And Jackie, I just have to mention, she pulls this thing out of her basket, and she's like, "Now, Contessa, I've been there, honey. Now, I know you can't put your top on, but with this, you can put this on, and then you can close it up." Like a robe?
It's a smock.
Come on, Jackie!
It's a smock, okay?
Whatever.
Congratulations. Well, one way it's a robe, one way it's a smock. Either way, it's like, listen, it's like not revolutionary, like Lynn Novo's yoga tablet. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, "This can do the corpse pose and the tree."
"I gave it to Lynn Novo, and she really enjoyed it. Although I never see her wear it. That's strange."
"One thing I'd like to see you do less, down dog." So she's trying to tell her to, or child's pose. So she's telling her to get up and get out of the house. She's like, "It's like running. Baby steps. You make baby steps." And Contessa's like,
"Mm-hmm. That's not running."
Yeah, she's like, "How about you do you and I'll do me. But thanks for the calendar with your face on every page. Okay? Feels great. Thanks."
What about... Yeah, I know, exactly. I'm sure she really appreciated that. Like, but how does Dr. Jackie... Like, I would like to see her do a marathon doing baby steps. She's like, "I'm running. I'm just taking some baby steps here." Just like, that's about as opposite from running as you can get. While still being, like, standing up and moving your feet.
Fitnibus. Fit is the new baby steps. Baby steps.
So Jackie's basically like, look, I went through a double mastectomy. I know what it's like. But I also went back to work after 2 weeks because I can only watch so much HGTV, which I thought was so relatable. I loved that. I was like, yes, I actually totally understand that.
You know that it would just make her crazy sitting there watching HGTV.
Like, so many popcorn ceilings. She's like, "I don't understand why these people have these houses with all those carbs on the ceiling.
I think Giada would be so much happier if she would just move closer to the office." So Toya is at home making pancakes, because either cooking or drinking. So yeah. She's making pancakes and pancakes. Those are party pancakes, right? Okay. Anybody want
pancakes?
Yeah, pancakes. It's like, woohoo! That's a pancake in my mouth. It's a pancakey.
Oh, got it.
So, Eugene comes home and he's like, "Ugh." It's like, "Why am I even home?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Ugh, I'm on another diet because you're calling me fat again. So I thought I'd try and lose another 5 pounds. So I stopped and got quinoa and vegetables. Just fucking kill me in my face."
Yeah, making pancakes. She's like, "Eugene, well, we have a few things. There's either some pancakes or a brownie tower for dinner."
"I made Pele pasta with brownies inside of it."
"Stuffed shells stuffed with brownies and blondes.
Here's some heavy cream and some Crisco to drink while you have this healthy dinner I made you."
Yeah. So she starts talking about, like, because their 10-year anniversary is coming up, wanting to go on vacation for their anniversary somewhere cool. And then she's like, "Well, maybe we should open up to the other people," or whatever. Maybe he said that. And I'm like, I kind of feel like if it's your anniversary trip, you should probably do it just yourselves. But I guess it is the TV show. So for the couples trip to rear its head.
Time for the couples trip. Yeah, no one wants to watch Toya and Eugene walk around Bora Bora or wherever. No one
truly
needs
would
that.
Be a Bora Bora.
So they start talking about how successful they've been. It's going to be their 10-year, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, she goes, I love going to Bora Bora. That was our first trip as a couple. And he's like, no, it wasn't. Our first trip was to Cabo. And she's like, that wasn't when we were together the godly way. That was us having sex before marriage. And the kid's like, what?
Sorry. What I meant to say is it was a weekend where I was
sucking your father's penis, and he was eating out my vagina, and then we'd have sex, and he'd shoot semen on my stomach. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
And he's like, yeah, we don't need to talk about that with them. She's like, but I want them to come to me if they ever want to talk about, you know, coming. And he's like, no, not when they're 6 and 8, okay? There's another time.
You don't have to be so anal, and that's not a reference to the time that you stuck your penis into my asshole.
Gross!
So then we go to Dr. Jackie's house. And Jackie comes home, and then she and Curtis take, like, a seat on a little bench by their bed, and apparently it's going to be their anniversary as well, and he has a surprise for Jackie. They're going to be going to a surprise destination, and he's basically like, put on something casual. Like, he's like, look what I'm wearing, and base your outfit on what I'm wearing. And he's, like, in shorts and, like, a bowling shirt or something.
Yeah, he's in, like, Costco's finest. I'm like, nice Kirkland outfit, okay? And Jackie...
Kirkland by Zara.
And Jackie's only happy in her scrubs. She even has a Apple Watch band that matches her scrubs exactly. Like the
I'm
exact
only
same
happy
color.
In my scrubs.
Yeah.
So she's starts...
like, oh, so no scrubs. It's like, oh, you just can't let him forget, can you?
So, by the way, a few weeks ago, we were joking about what's a buster? Because someone said buster in one of these shows. And everyone was like, a buster is like a... We even said a buster is like a scrub. And people were like, a buster is like a no good, whatever. And it's like, yes, we should have known because literally in the song, no scrubs. The song, like, defines a scrub, and it says it's like a buster, right? Doesn't say, a scrub is a guy that gets like a buster. Anyway, I was amused by myself. So Jackie's trying on all these different dresses, and they're, like, long, and he keeps on saying, like, it's too long. You don't want, like, something long that you have to, like, pick up because we might be walking over stuff. So it sounds like they're going to be going to, like, a beach or something like that. So I'm already, like, very nervous about what Curtis has picked out. I feel like they're going to be going to, like, an AutoZone.
Bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already very – yeah. He's going to be like, look, it's a car wash. This time it's a self-service car wash, so you don't have to bring a bucket of water out. You can just use this hose to wash my car.
Oh, O'Reilly's.
I'm so glad that Jackie's been able to forgive Curtis. I never will. Get the fuck off my TV.
Yeah, I don't understand why this burden has been placed on her. I mean, I do think it's very noble that she's fighting for her marriage and everything, but it's like, you don't have to do that. Like, he cheated on you. Well, either way, I was very excited. Am I talking a million words a second? I feel like I am. I think, like, somehow this Starbucks today is really getting to my brain. But I was so happy because in the transitional shot, Ronnie, I don't know if you noticed it, but there was a shot of the Ponce City Market, which was where City Winery was in. That was where we did our show. I got so excited.
Oh, they also showed the Fox Theater,
yeah.
And we came right across the street.
I was like, I know those places.
This is my place.
I had so much fun. I loved Atlanta.
Yeah, me too. So now Curtis, yeah, so Dr. whatever, Heavenly. They're getting dressed. Yeah. Fascinating scene. So then dentist Heavenly, she's at her office and Tawanda Braxton is in there and she's looking at the Heavenly whitening kit, which has Heavenly's face on it, which I just think is hilarious for some reason. Like, hey, don't you want to whiten your teeth, Daddy?
Daddy, so like, Daddy. Now that you've had your teeth cleaned, let me ask some more professional questions from my dentistry practice. Have you been having sex? Have you been having oral? Because I see a little bit in your mouth.
Have you been getting the D, baby?
I can't do her laugh. I forgot how to do her laugh. My voice will not allow it.
She'd, like, scream.
Daddy.
So, yeah.
Sort of like that. It's like a transition.
So Tawanda's like, my ex-husband's still jealous, but I am dating somebody. And she's like, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? Like, why are you trying to always put that on my vision board? Stop it. I'm not pregnant.
She's like, I'm getting out of here, and I'm going to go find Tony and because I hear there's going to be a new Oogie Loves movie, so...
You finally made me see the light, okay? Like, is it... I was worried about taking my husband back, but now I'm wondering if I should put Heavenly in my mouth. Okay, I'm going back to my husband. Thank you for making this easy.
She's like, I'm going back to WeTV. This, I thought it would be better over here on Bravo, but no. So, So then we go to Jackie and Curtis on their little date, and they're walking through a park with umbrellas. They look like they're about to go, like, solve a mystery or something. And they wind up at this gazebo, and there's, like, this French waiter dressed in a suit, maybe a Zara suit. And he, like, leads them to a beautiful little table in the gazebo, and there's, like, a cheese spread. And the entire time I'm thinking, what the fuck is wrong with Curtis? This is not casual. He's in, like, shorts and his bowling shirt and this, like, beautiful, like, weight, like, French setup. Like, you know, like, what? He is the one who would go into, like, a fancy restaurant, like, in tennis shoes.
Yes. Yeah, he's very Southern style, where the women are all dressed up and the men are in, like, shorts and flip-flops. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a gazebo, and they're recreating their trip to Paris, which... Yeah, it's not really working. And then it starts, like, raining really hard. And she's like, well, I guess we're bringing the South to Paris. And then this 20-year-old comes in and gives him a lap dance. And she's like, oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
I guess we are... The Moulin Rouge is here. She's like... Basically, Jack is like, well, it's been 16 years. And I wish I could say it was without its ups and downs, but that wouldn't be life. So thank you, Curtis. Thank you for... Thank you for providing all the downs and making this much more lifelike instead of a fairy tale, which is what I always thought it would be.
Yeah, I wish I could say it hadn't been with its ups and hose crotches and down some hose pants, but here we are, Curtis, here we are. And he just looks like, God, are we going to have to talk about this fucking again? God damn it! And she's like, well, I wish we didn't have to talk about this again and again, but a new ring would help. It would help me get all the way over it.
Yeah.
So then she tries to make him say her name in French, and he's like, Simone? She's like, that is not my name, Curtis. Say my name.
Say my name, say my name.
You're acting kind of shady. You ain't calling me Dr. Baby. I ain't running game, Curtis.
I wish after all these years I actually knew the lyrics beyond Say My Name, Say My Name.
I don't know the correct ones. Say My Name. I'm always singing them incorrectly. basically, yeah, that's...
And then a thunderstorm rolls up. It reminded me of being in college. My friend Eric decided to have a date. There was one term where I lived in my fraternity house, and there was like a little rooftop deck, and he wanted to romance this girl, Liz. And so he set up, like this, a little table, and he set it up on the rooftop of our fraternity house. And we all sat down on the deck in front of the house and looked at them on their little date, and a tornado came through. And it was like windy, like in this scene. It was like the sky was green and it was windy, and Liz was so visibly uncomfortable, but she was too polite to say, can we go inside? And the tablecloth was flapping and like things were flying off the table, and she wound up becoming a lesbian. So...
Well, hopefully this will end the same way. Now that's a storyline I can get behind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great memory.
So over at Toya's house, she's FaceTiming everybody, and this is, you know, she's not cooking. So she's, you know, in her bed with socks that say, bring me more wine on the soles, which is hilarious.
The socks so actually FaceTime. Have a weird knit ball attached to them. It's like her little aerator on her sock. She's like, look.
That's my big toe. This bit aerated.
She's aerating her socks.
Yeah. So she's basically FaceTiming everybody to see if she can do the couples trip, because Heavenly sucked so bad at it last year. And then they keep showing clips of that couples trip.
Yeah.
Where Heavenly's just trying to ruin everybody's lives and marriages.
Yes. Which was amazing. Did you notice that, like, everyone that Toya called was, like, in the middle of doing something very busy? They're like, it's like, I'm about to go into surgery. I'm actually in a surgery. I'm about to go take someone's teeth out. Like, is this important?
It's like, yeah, I just made a pancake. And, oh, yeah, do you want to go on a trip?
Like, someone's about to die in the other room. Can I...
That cake, Bradley pasta. Also, Heavenly's terrible at it. They're like, whatever you say, whatever you say. So then Simone's like, but what about Quad? She is in such a weird place right now. I don't know that a couple's trip will fit. So Heavenly's like, then, you know, we see Heavenly go, I think it'll be a good fit for her. And so finally, Toya calls Quad, but Quad won't FaceTime with her, which cracks me up.
No FaceTime allowed in the sister circle!
I have not given my express permission to FaceTime the time with the Heavenly time on the phone.
It's not that I don't want
to FaceTime. It's that I can't. My phone is on the other side of the door, and I close the door.
My telephone refused to come in the door. You know, so it is outside the door.
I saw such a stupid thing. Sorry. This is, I have to get this off my chest. I saw a commercial for the Pixel 3 where... You started this. Okay, you started browsing on the Zara website, and you unleashed Pandora's box.
Okay. The Pixel 3.
And they had this commercial where they show phone rings, like, interrupting everyone. And they're like, look at our feature. If you turn the phone over, it goes to silent. And I was like, that seems cool, I guess. But also, like, what? Like, what if my phone is in my pocket? Then what happens? Like, and on top of that, now, if I turn my phone over, then I'm not going to, like... I'm going to miss everything.
The iPhone has that.
I just think it's... I don't like that feature.
Yeah, the iPhone has that.
Really?
There's a gyroscope, Ben. Okay. Knows where your phone is, how it's set.
Whoa.
What part of town you're in.
Whoa. Well, I'm just...
How thick your FUPA is. Like, these phones know everything about you now, girl. Yeah. If you're going to do something illegal, I suggest you do it on paper these days.
Yeah. I'm just blown away by technology, and it's really on my mind at the moment. Anyway, Toya. Toya FaceTiming.
Yeah, Toya, basically everybody agrees to let her do it. And Quad's like, well, because Toya goes, I don't know how you're going to feel, so I'm just saying that right now. But we're going on this trip, and I'm sure we're going to be doing some romantic things. Okay, how you feel about that? And Quad's like, I think a trip to Bora Bora sounds therapeutic. I'll do reflecting in the self pond of Quad upon deflecting pond. And
oh, what has transpired is that I believe a transatlantic, trans-Pacific, transcontinental flight on a plane without wings, the heretofore physics over the planes and the continents should be in care of the self. Yes.
So you're aerated. Latoya's yes. Like, so you're going to come and not be present? Is that what you're saying? I'm like, Toya, stop trying to start fights with Quad, okay? You've already got Mariah and Contessa. Go after them.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, that is not what I said, Toya! And then Toya tells us she's going to try and pull the classic Housewives move of not inviting the person she doesn't like on the group work trip. Which is not going to work out for you, Toya, okay?
No.
And stop getting people on Contessa's side, because Contessa, as far as I'm concerned, is purposely walking into boring storylines at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So just let her self-destruct, okay? You're helping her by giving her something to fight about.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's really fun watching her beat you down.
Mm-hmm. It was. So now we go to Mariah in a hotel room out of nowhere. We're like, well, why is Mariah in a hotel room, and why is Aiden ironing something that she's gonna wear? And like, guess what, there's gonna be a party, there's gonna be a black love party. Like, okay, well, I guess we'll just drop this in here. Why not? We'll just, no setup, we'll just do a black love party. And the idea is to dress as your favorite black couple, which Mariah's concerned it could be problematic since Aiden actually isn't black. So they decide to do this party.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care, I'm proud. And he's like, that's why I love my baby. Now, yeah. Here's why I think it's problematic. Because anybody who watched Whitney and Bobby knows that Whitney was constipated, and so Bobby put his thumb up her butt so she could poop. And then when she described that to all of us, she said, that's black love. So when I think of black love, when you say the term black love, that's immediately what comes to my mind. And I'm like, I don't want to go to that party. Yeah, well, it sounds gross. It sounds like a constipation party.
Luckily, Mariah is here to turn your perceptions, to turn them around. Let's get rid of those dingleberries that you have in your brain from that scene. So this is like a sad party. This is a real... This show, Married to Medicine, has a great track record of extremely sad parties. But this one is sadder than usual. They are in some sparsely decorated ballroom at a hotel that has like a few random paintings up, a few chafers, a few tables. There's like a violinist for some reason. I don't know why. It did not seem like a fancy party by any means. I don't know why there needed to be a violinist.
Yeah, not a good violinist either. It was like, no. And then a clarinet player next to her. It was like a two-piece a two-piece. It was a bizarre two-piece.
It was just, it felt like some weird surrealist musical movement. And I was like, because in the background of every scene at this party, you just heard, I was like, is someone going to get murdered? Like, are we in, like, this is Hitchcockian. So Simone and Cecil arrive first, and they're dressed like Love and Basketball, like Omar Epps and Sanaa Lathan. And so they're there, and then Jarrett comes with her husband, and she's Will and Jada, and Eugene is Steve Harvey, and Toya is Marjorie Harvey. And there's like at this point, there's like, and there have been a few other people who've arrived, but so far there's probably about like 18 people for this giant room, and the violinist. I was just like, this is not a good party.
Yeah, it's just really sad. And the Mama Lucy comes in as the queen of something.
Zamunda.
Yeah. And she just has that crazy smile on her face where it's like, I could be the happiest lady in the world or I could murder Heavenly. And yeah. I was like, please let it be murder Heavenly. Like, well, fight with Heavenly. That's all I want you here for. Otherwise, get out.
I don't think she could be the happiest woman in the world until she murders Heavenly.
Yeah. She's going to hold on until she's had a chance to murder Heavenly.
Yeah. So Simone and Toya and Jarrett, they start talking about Contessa and like why Contessa hasn't been coming around. And Simone's like, well, it could be that Contessa doesn't want to be around you, Toya. Toya's like, what? Like, she's surprised by this for some reason.
Yeah. Did you catch the thing that Toya said? She's such a bitch. She's so evil. She said, well, you know, I felt bad about not inviting her at first, but Eugene said, you know, we're not in a friendly place. And plus, she hasn't even been around. I mean, it's been 3 weeks. I thought she was in the military. Jeez! So she's not being tough enough after her double mastectomy? You rotten, rotten woman.
There's a very strong chance Toya has no idea what a mastectomy is, by the way.
That's true. She might think that she's just like at an insect museum.
She might think like a mastectomy means that you remove the mess from your house. Like, she's been cleaning a house for 3 weeks. She got rid of the mess.
I told her, get a Ruber. So yeah, Simone's like, well, you have that kind of power over her, Toya. And Toya's like, if that's the case, I'll accept that power and say bye, bitch. And then they just look at her like, yeah, you're not really allowed to fire people off the show, so who's gonna beg her to come?
Who wants to dance to the violins? So then Curtis and Jackie show up as Michelle and Barack Obama, of course. And then we go to Quad's townhouse, which, by the way, I actually think it's an upgrade. I agree with Heavenly that it is an upgrade from Quad's last house. Like, you don't have that nasty-ass backsplash that bothered me for a season and a half. A very lovely stovetop, a great range. I think the Quad's going in the right direction.
I think she's in the wrong direction because there's a lot of stairs, okay? Yeah. Like, to get in, just to come home, you have to go upstairs. Then to go to the bedroom, you have to go to other stairs. There's, like, a lot of stairs here. I would be dead.
Yeah. So Heavenly shows up. She's in her costume, ready to go to the Black Love party. She's going to pick up Quad. And she shows up dressed like Tina Turner. And, like, my instinct was the same as Quad's, which is like, this is supposed to be, like, an like, Tina Turner is empowering, but Tina and Ike as a couple, maybe not as empowering.
I love all the shade they're giving each other's costumes. Because Simone was talking about the Obamas, and she's like, they should have come as Bill and Hillary Clinton. He had a Monica. And Cecil's like, whoa.
Too soon, you know. Yeah.
So Quad is like, give me some Tina. I don't see it. Give me some Tina. And so Heavenly's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. She's like, no, I still don't see it. So then she goes fully into it. She's like, now you're twerking, girl. I can always count on you to make me laugh, especially.
We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All we want, Dr. Gregory, is what's beyond the Thunderdome.
So she keeps trying to give herself this cue line to start sobbing, but Heavenly just keeps dancing. Did you notice that she said it a few times? She's like,
no.
I can always count on you. Do, 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 do. I can always count on you. I can always. And they just cut to another scene.
So Mariah and Aiden show up at the party dressed as Cookie and Lucius from Empire, which was fine.
Oh, Mariah.
I don't know.
Cookie's shade generally makes sense, I have to say. Which she's got quite a leg up on Mariah, who will just say anything. It doesn't really make any sense. She just says it in a really shitty tone.
I'm like, also, I mean, I haven't watched Empire in a little bit, but Aiden's wig, is that what Terrence Howard's hair is looking like
Aiden,
these days?
Yeah, Aiden was just this party was just basically so she could wear a Cookie wig.
Yeah, right? I think that's what it was. It was just,
and then Curtis
the
actually said, because everyone's talking about how her boobs are all up, and Simone's like, she better put her cookies up. And then Curtis to Jackie, while they're talking to us, says, that's one cookie I'd like to have in my bag. Mm. And she just stares at him and then stares into the camera like, I still do not have a new ring on my finger.
Exactly. Curtis, come on. You're on TV. You're saying these things on TV. In front of your
you're
wife.
A pig in every episode, dude. You're horrible in every episode.
So then the guys are talking about the Quad and Gregory divorce and how they're like still going to be on Gregory's side because he's still their friend. And Eugene's like, yeah, I texted Greg a gospel song. I'm like...
And all he sent me back was, thanks.
2 days later, I'm like, that's one time I might have been on Gregory's side. Like, all right, thanks.
And over back at Quad's, Quad's like, well, I can always count on... Are you done? She's like, I can always count on you to make me laugh. I was in the costume store to go to this party tonight, and it hit me. You just asked for a divorce, and you're preparing for a black love party.
Hot toy. I was looking at a mask of Deadpool, and I realized my marriage is a Deadpool right now.
Quad is so hilarious. I love that she can so easily go from laughing as hard as she ever can to, oh, Gregory. So she starts this whole, histrionics, and Heavenly's like, give me a hug, I'll be with you. I didn't want to go to that dumb, low down, dirty bitch's party anyway.
So then Jackie calls up Heavenly's like, this is Michelle Obama calling. Where actually are you? She's like, well, I'm going to go home with Daddy. I'm going to have sex with him right now. I'm going to have sex. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Guess what? I'm having sex right now. Ooh, Daddy. It's my terrible attempt at her laugh.
And then they're like, she was not having sex with Daddy because I did not hear a dial tone.
I did not
hear...
You
know that's how he sounds. She's like, oh, yeah, Daddy. Oh, oh. And it's just like...
Oh, that felt good.
Yeah, so Jackie's like, she is doing the two-step, where she is taking one step forward and two steps backwards.
Can't get very far like that. One step, a little country music reference, everyone. It's my one of like three country music references I can ever make. One step forward and two steps back. Never mind.
Simone's like, I think it's unfair. You came to her house for her party, and Mariah's like, yes, I had to swallow my pride. She should have come. No, ma'am. You spent your first time in this, your first episode, screaming about how her husband's cheating, and you're just waiting to show the receipts. No one owes you shit, lady, okay? I don't like that Mariah can go in here and treat everybody like that and then just act like, well, I don't understand why everyone's mad at me.
Yeah. Also, Heavenly's actually being a good friend at this moment. It's like a rare moment, but she's actually being there for Quad, because as much as we laugh about it, Quad is going through a divorce, and it is like a hard thing to do, and it's sad. And you don't know when your emotions are going to well up. And Heavenly's like, you know what? I'm going to be there for my friend. Plus, she's making me dinner. So, you know.
Yeah. And she is having, like, a very explicit couples party.
But what?
Fighting her friend who just got divorce papers.
But, you know, maybe Heavenly should have texted Mariah and explained what was going on rather than waiting for Jackie to call her and then give a lie that she's going to go back to have sex with Daddy.
Well, she's not really on texting terms with Mariah.
That's true.
So, Mariah, if you want people to come to your party, stop being such an a-hole. Yes, I guess my point. So then Heavenly back over there is, of course, sowing seeds of discord. She's like, well, I was thinking of not going anyway because it's messy. She's throwing a black love power. And then she's saying, my husband, she... And then she says, she tells us, she's like, my husband ain't seeing nobody. And like Aiden, he had to run out and get himself some ass. So I don't know if that's recent or if that's an old thing she's talking about.
I don't even remember. The accusations of infidelity on this show, they just come down the pipeline so quickly, and that it's just like them saying, oh, I went out and bought a box of crackers. You know, I got some Triscuits, and also Aiden's like found some ass. It's like, okay, sure.
So then back at the party, Mariah is giving a speech, and she's like, I see lots of couples here. Mandela, okay, I wrote a poem.
Yeah.
And she starts talking about how she wrote this for each and every woman, and she's sad that Quad and Heavenly aren't here because she really wanted them to be here to hear this poem. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a shady, shady poem.
Yeah, I was concerned. I was getting nervous.
But then it wasn't. It was just actually stupid.
It was like a fine. It was fine.
It was fine.
It was actually not as bad as I thought it would be. I was afraid it was going to be some stupid rhyming thing, something about like, Aiden and I are doing fine. I have a party and we're all feeling hearty. Like, I was like, oh, but it wasn't like that at all. So good for you, Mariah.
Yeah.
You exceeded expectations.
Yes. It was like, black love is beautiful because black love is bold, brilliant, and brave. My black sacrifice to make this house a home. And then Eugene starts laughing like in the middle of the thing, you know, because they keep cutting to everybody's reaction. And yeah. Eugene's like, we celebrate black love by being black, being in love.
Yeah. I love Eugene.
And then Mariah's like, my black saves lives every day. And Simone goes, that Aiden thinks he's black is where the party black love comes in. That's what makes this funny.
Yeah. and that's pretty much where it ended.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we don't know what happened with the violinist. Hopefully she's found another gig, but I'm glad that she was booked and blessed. So
Sorry that clarinet player didn't get a whole lot of legs to stand on, but you know, what can we do about it?
Yeah, he really didn't make an impression on the soundtrack, but the violinist, she was there. She was right up in our ears. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this bonkers episode. Make sure you go to Zara.com and get an accessory. And then when you're done with that, go to WatcherCrappins.com and buy your tickets to our Seattle show. And then the month after that, December, it's going to be Nashville. So that's going to be super, super fun. And that has been on a low ticket alert for about a week. There's like 20 tickets left for that show. So y'all better get those tickets before they're gone and get your Christmas t-shirts and Hanukkah t-shirts. My people. Ronnie did a great, great job on those. And by the way, Ronnie, your t-shirts like kill it because, you know, Ronnie always sends me one. And like I'm wearing the Hey Betch one right now. And like, you know, I always get comments. My trainer was like, hey, Batch, which I thought was like really impressive because he's straight.
Hey, so. Batch. thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow for a little Real Housewives of the Orange County. Is Shannon alive? Is she dead? What's happening? We're going to find out tomorrow.
Ow. Yeah.
Ow.
Bye, everyone.
Ow. Bye.